stop me now. Don't stop me, 'cause I'm having a good time, having a good time.
I'm a shooting star leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity.
Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. I'm your host, Jason Logan. What's up, everybody? Thanks so much for joining us here on the Tuesday podcast. We get set for a big opening slate of NFL playoff games. It's wild card weekend. It's on the way. We're going to run down every single matchup, the odds, the early leans, any bets that I've got down. We're going to dig into those. We're going to take a look back at the regular season and hand out some NFL betting awards as we close the book on the 2022 campaign. And we're going to do all of that in 600 seconds. I'm going to go really, really fast. So the man behind that clock and the guy running the gears and the cogs here at the Sharp 600 is my producer, Del. Del, you said my hat bill looks gigantic.
It does. It looks like you got a Daffy Duck beak coming out of your head right now. But
it's a great hat. One of those goofy hats that you would get from Walt Disney World with the teeth on the end.
Exactly. That's a fantastic hat, though. That's got to be that's an older hat, isn't it?
It is, yet I buy a whole bunch of them. And then I have a blue one and a white one and a black one. It's all dry fit. They don't make them anymore. And so I'm like very protective of my Nike hats. They're like it's like a tennis or a running hat. They're awesome. Lightweight.
Yeah, I can tell. I remember those when I was younger, but now you don't see those anymore. Those are rare. Those are a commodity.
I take care of my shit. I'll say that. I mean, like, I got like sneakers, like there's those Jordans. Those are from like 2001, the first like retro edition of those. Like I take care of my shit. So
gotta love the Concords.
Yeah, gotta love those. And there's a couple other good ones up there. So, before we start the Tuesday pod, if you've been listening, if you like what you hear, please rate and review the Sharp 600. We'd love to hear your feedback. We'd love to hear any bets that you won because of us or curse us out for any losing bets, which may have occurred during the course of the season. However, we get onward to the wild card round. 600 seconds on the clock, please.
Clear eyes, full hearts, can't lose.
Coach Taylor got me running through a wall here on a Tuesday, but we start the Saturday game, Seattle, San Francisco, 4:30 p.m. kickoff. This one here, open Niners minus 10. It's pretty much there. You can find some 10.5s. You can find some 9s out there, which is crazy. Totals down to 43, 42 points. We did see San Francisco close as a 5-point favorite at Seattle in week 15. They won 21-13 with the Niners owing a 21-6 lead until late in the fourth quarter. Seattle scored a late touchdown, kind of skewed the result there, but not as close as it looks. The Niners grounded out 170 rushing yards, had a quick lead. They made Seattle's playbook a lot more pass happy than it wanted to be. The game went under the closing total of 42.5. Now, what we see now is an up and down shift for Seattle over the past month. That offense that was doing really well, not as great. It's petered off. But the defense that was terrible to start the season, pretty damn good. The Seahawks defense own the number 8 ranking in EPA allowed per play since week 15, since that matchup with San Francisco. And we all know the Niners approach are going to come at you real slow, methodical, the stingy defense. Seattle running a lot more too. We're seeing a lot of Kenneth Walker down the stretch. The early bet for me on this one is under 43 points. Weather for Santa Clara could be rainy and windy in a kind of different California weather. So keep an eye on the forecast. It could come down if that holds up. Saturday night is that Chargers and Jacksonville game. This one opened from Jacksonville plus 1.5 to 2.5. We saw the injuries with Staley playing some starters in that week 18 game. That shifted this one. We're seeing Jacksonville plus 1. Some places at a pick 'em. I expect, though, to see with some positive trends toward those guys practicing for the Chargers, I expect this one to go back up to LA minus 1. But Herbert is the best QB, and they should be the favorite here on the road. Herbert is the best QB that this Jacksonville defense has faced in a minute. They took advantage of pretty bad players like Dobbs and Davis Mills and Zach Wilson over the last three games. But when they've played quarterbacks, quality quarterbacks, the Jaguars have oozed points. Recent matchups with Dallas, Detroit, Baltimore, Kansas City saw the Jags give up 27, 27, 40, 34 points. Herbert is better than all but one of those players. Now it's Mahomes. And he's definitely better and a huge step up in competition compared to the last three QBs. Herbert props not out yet, but I am leaning towards some overs for him. They did play back in week 3. The Jags won 38-10. They ground out that game over 38 minutes in time of possession, 25 first downs. Took advantage of a really weak Chargers defense. That has not been fixed. So I think when Herbert does get the ball, they have to score quick. They've got to be very, very efficient. I like it even more with Herbert hucking it. Miami and Buffalo kicks off the Sunday slate. Seeing this one, Buffalo open minus 10. It's up as high as minus 10.5, minus 11, essentially telling us that it's not going to be Tua under center. It's probably going to be Teddy B, and that's why that number is above the double-digit mark right now. But the Bills, when they want to lay it into teams, they can lay it into them. And last week's game was a weird one with New England. I think that's why we're not seeing this trend up towards like 13.5. The Bills scored 2 touchdowns on kick returns. It gave New England a ton of time with the football. It somewhat tempered the results from the offense, too. They had a hard time getting on track because they just weren't on the field that much. And then you're coming out of the wake of the DeMar Hamlin incident, in which you have that scare. You have a game canceled. You have to travel back home. There's not a lot of focus. There wasn't a lot of prep before that game. And it looked like it. They had 3 turnovers. I don't expect that to show up again. I think they're going to get sharp. I think they're going to get right for this game. And then the Dolphins, they have bodies missing on the offensive line. Shell, potentially Armstead out. This is the 3rd go-around for Leslie Frazier in this Bills defense, taking on the McDaniel offense, which was a big mystery entering the year. However, they know it now. And this the Dolphins offense running under a worse QB than Tua. Buffalo and Josh Allen, they had their way with the Miami defense last time out. You can get a minus 10.5. I feel that the Bills are going to cover that, but I'm a big fan of the double result. You can get the Bills to win the first half to win the game, minus 180. It's under 2-1. That's a pretty good price considering the situation. We go to the middle spot, and we got the Giants taking on the Vikes. This is a tough one to cap here. Minnesota opens minus 3. It dropped to minus 2.5 at some places. Buy back on the home fave to the field goal. Has the Vikes as a cheap 3-point fave. But Minnesota, of course, carrying the label as frauds. They don't necessarily play well with the analytics, too. They kind of rank out among a ho-hum teams, but they have 13 wins. So what's a guy to do? New York, we get a recent sample from these teams because they played on Christmas Eve. And in that game, the Vikings needed a last-second field goal to squeak out a 27-4 win at home. They were 4.5 favorites in that game. They got bet up from 3. If we look at that, the Giants actually led 13-10 heading into the fourth quarter. There was a ton of points scored in that fourth quarter, and New York left points on the table. They had a fumble on the Giants' 23-yard line. They had a drop on a crucial drive in the fourth quarter that held them settling for a field goal. They had 2 turnovers. They had 7 penalties as well. Not a great game, but they did not go away. Now, we look at the Giants. They closed the season with an uptick in defensive performance. They were number 3 in EPA allowed per play since week 15, and they're going to come after Kirk Cousins with one of the most blitz-happy defenses out there. Cousins, not that great under pressure, not that great against the blitz. The G-men is the lean here. I'd love to get him at plus 3.5, but I don't think that's going to happen, so a good lean towards the G-men right now. Baltimore, Cincinnati, they mix it up for a second straight week. Baltimore opened minus 6. We saw it tick down to minus 5.5, but now is up as high as minus 7 at some markets. That tells us it's going to be Tyler Huntley. Lamar Jackson still hasn't practiced in more than a month with that knee injury. Now, these guys, like I said, played in week 18. The Bengals won 27-16 despite playing a pretty bad game. For me, it's the total in this one. The week 18 meeting opened with a number of 42.5, and then it dropped to 39 when Huntley was ruled out and he had Anthony Brown under center. Now, the teams combined for 43 points, despite, like I said, Cincinnati just not playing well, slowing down in the second half. They only had a field goal in the second half. Now, the teams were combined 2 for 6 inside the red zone. The Bengals were 1 for 3. We're talking about one of the best offenses out there, one of the best touchdown percentages inside the red zone as well, too. And then under Brown, Baltimore's offense still put up 386 yards of offense. The wild card total is 43.5. It's a half point higher than the total combined output of Sunday's game. Huntley, he's back in. That's an automatic upgrade for a Ravens offense. And I don't think the Bengals are going to be as passive in this one. This offense has been huge in the second half of the season. I like the over in this AFC North rematch in the wild card. And finally, Dallas and Tampa Bay showing down here. Dallas opens as a 3-point favorite in Tampa Bay, down to 2.5. I knew it would shrink for a few things. The media is going to hype up that Tom Brady 7-0 record against Dallas that included a week 1 loss back in September, whoopee-doo. But 2, the Cowboys have not looked good since smoking Minnesota in week 11. The term blew their wad is a funny one. It actually refers to the wad is money, but it's not what you think it is, you sick bastards. But really, Dallas did blow its wad in that game because since that 40-3 beatdown of the Vikes, they've gone 5-2 straight up, but a dismal 2-4-1 ATS. They've looked rotten in that season-ending loss to Washington. Tampa Bay has its faults, but it's really starting to come into its own on offense. We saw flashes of brilliance from them the first half versus Cincinnati, second half versus Carolina. They put up 17 points in the Week 18 game against Atlanta with the starters in. They're just trying to get stuff going for the playoffs. And then we look at the Cowboys' pass defense. It's slipped up since that Week 12 game. 17th in EPA per dropback, 24th in success rate allowed per dropback over the last seven games, after ranking number 3 and number 6, respectively, in those advanced stats in the opening 11 weeks of action. And it's come against ho-hum QB competition as well, too. They play guys like Daniel Jones, Matt Ryan, Davis Mills, Gardner Minshew, Dobbs, and then Sam Howell last weekend. So now you're taking on the GOAT on the road. Total for this one, I'm not getting in the two-minute drill yet. Total for this one, 45, 44 points. I like Brady props. I like the team total on the Bucks. All right, finally, two-minute drill. Now that the season is done, Ski, we've got some awards to give away. And the first honor is the DMX Memorial Trophy. It's the Where My Dog's At Trophy. Goes to the best underdog bet of the season. That was the Giants. They went 10-2 ATS when getting the points. Part of a fantastic ATS campaign. They were 6-1 against the spread on the road. The runners-up for the DMX Trophy were Carolina and Detroit, did also pretty well as underdogs. The next award is the Walk the Chalk Trophy. It goes to the San Francisco 49ers for being the best favorite bet. They were 10-5 ATS. As betting chalk, the Niners had an average margin of plus 10.2, and that's right where their spread is for this game on Sunday against the Seahawks. And that was despite having three quarterbacks during the course of the year. The Mush Touch Award goes to the team that burned bettors the most. That is Tampa Bay, which is weird because Tom Brady blindly led his teams to a 58% winning rate during his career. And then this year, the Bucs go 4-12-1 ATS. They cover just 25% of the time, a minus 2.6 average margin as well, too. We turn to totals now, and the Plenty of Points Award goes to the best over team in the land. That's the Minnesota Vikings, 10-6 over-under in a year in which unders cashed in at a 56% blind rate. The Vikings' high-powered offense, their doo-doo defense that ranked 27th in DVOA, averaged 50 points per game, went over more often than not. And on the other side of this, we have the Rob Hansen Award, also known as Mookie's Mug. The best under bet, named after our covers colleague, resident contrarian. He loves nothing but betting unders and watching the clock tick away. We actually have a three-way tie. Titans, Ravens, and Jets all went 5-12 over-under on their season. But the tiebreaker, the Janet Jackson tiebreaker, the What Have You Done For Me Lately tiebreaker, goes to the New York Jets, who finished on a five-game under run, better than the Titans' four-game under run to finish the year out. So the Jets, the best under bet in the winner of Mookie's Mug here for the 2022-23 NFL season. That is it for this episode of the Sharp 600. Thank you, Dell. Thank you for listening. Please rate and review the podcast when you get a second. If you like what we're doing here, let us know. We will be back for big time bets wild card weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun for that first slate of playoff games on a Friday podcast. So until then, best of luck.